based on the 8 a.m. conditions for the Des Moines area. At the Des Moines airport, it was cloudy. The temperature was 72 degrees, the dew point 70, and the relative humidity 94%. The wind was northwest at 6 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.94 inches and rising. Looking around the area, across central Iowa, temperatures were between 67 and 70 degrees. At Ames, fog was reported. Haze was reported at Boone and Marshalltown. At Newton, it was cloudy. Here are some conditions elsewhere in Iowa. At Lamoni, rain was falling with a temperature of 71. At Omaha Council Bluffs, fog was reported with a temperature of 68. At Sioux City, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 70. It was cloudy with a temperature of 65 at Spencer, 66 at Mason City, 68 at Waterloo, and 72 at Ottumwa. Now for a few weather conditions around the region. At Kansas City, a thunderstorm was reported. The temperature was 73 degrees. At Grand Island, fog was reported, reducing the visibility to less than 1/4 of a mile. The temperature was 68 degrees. At Sioux Falls, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 65 degrees. At Minneapolis-St. Paul, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 66 degrees. Once again at 8 a.m. in Des Moines, it was cloudy. The temperature was 72 degrees.
This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of central Iowa along and north of Interstate 80. Day one, today, and tonight. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tonight. However, no severe weather is expected. Days 2 through 7, Saturday through Thursday. Scattered thunderstorms are expected from Saturday into early Sunday. Severe weather is not forecast at this time. Additional thunderstorms are possible from Wednesday night into next Thursday. The severe weather threat for these storms will be better determined in the coming days. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not expected at this time. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of central Iowa along and south of State Highway 92. Day 1, today and tonight. Thunderstorms are likely through midday, however no severe weather is expected. Heavy rainfall is possible with isolated rainfall amounts of up to 3 inches. Additional thunderstorms are expected tonight with little or no severe weather. The threat of heavy rainfall will continue tonight with some additional heavy amounts. Days 2 through 7, Saturday through Thursday. Scattered thunderstorms are forecast on Saturday into Sunday across southern Iowa. Severe storms are not expected at this time, although the threat of heavy rain will persist. Other storms are expected by Wednesday night into next Thursday. The severe weather threat will be better determined in the coming days. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not expected at this time.
Here is the short-term forecast for the following cities. Ames, Carroll, Denison, Des Moines, Marshalltown, and Newton. Through late morning, an isolated light shower will be possible along the Interstate 80 corridor. In addition, a few areas of locally dense fog will occur. Visibilities at or below 1/4 mile from near Atlantic to Denison, and from Ames to east of Marshalltown will slowly improve between 9 and 10 a.m. Here is the short-term forecast for the following cities. Atlantic, Centerville, Carrollton, Creston, Knoxville, Lamoni, Mount Air, Oskaloosa, and Ottumwa. Numerous showers and possible isolated thunderstorms will continue through late morning over portions of southern Iowa. Most of this precipitation will occur along and south of the line from Atlantic through Indiana to Oskaloosa. The heaviest rainfall will occur from near Mount Air, eastward across Gordon, to near Bloomfield. The precipitation should decrease in aerial coverage by late morning.
This broadcast is provided by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA. This is the NOAA National Weather Service, all hazards radio station WXL57 at Des Moines, Iowa. The tower space for this broadcast has been provided by our partner, television station KCCI located at Olivet, Iowa. The programming for this broadcast originates from the NOAA National Weather Service office at Des Moines, Iowa. The current time is 8:55 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
A cold front pushed out of Iowa and into northern Missouri overnight. Thunderstorms developed north of the front shortly after midnight and moved across southern portions of the state. Some locations which have been experiencing prolonged drought conditions got some relief as rainfall of up to 1 inch fell. The highest rain amount since midnight were 1.21 inches in Oskaloosa, followed by 1.12 inches in Sheraton. Farther north, clear skies allowed fog to develop across portions of central and northern Iowa. Widespread visibilities below 1 mile were common with low-lying and river valleys seeing some dense fog with visibilities below 1/4 mile. Otherwise, winds were generally light and variable across the state. The front in Missouri will stall today and begin to move back north tonight. The rain falling behind the front in southern Iowa is forecast to gradually diminish toward midday. However, isolated amounts of up to 3 inches are possible before the precipitation ends across the south. Farther north, the fog will give way to partly sunny skies by mid-morning as temperatures climb into the low to mid-80s across the state. Showers and thunderstorms will spread into Iowa again later tonight, mainly in the west and south. The threat for locally heavy rain will continue as temperatures drop into the 60s. The chances for precipitation will diminish into the weekend as high pressure builds into the Midwest. In addition, the high will hold temperatures below normal for much of the weekend.
Now the forecast for Des Moines and surrounding locations. Today, partly sunny. Areas of fog early in the morning. A chance of thunderstorms early in the morning. A slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times early in the morning. High in the mid-80s. Northeast wind near 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms until midnight, then mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Low in the mid-60s. East wind near 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms. High in the mid-70s. East wind near 10 miles an hour shifting to the northeast in the afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Low in the upper 50s. North wind 5 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning then becoming partly sunny. High in the mid-70s. North wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night through Monday night, partly cloudy. Low in the upper 50s. High in the upper 70s. Tuesday through Thursday, partly cloudy. High in the lower 80s. Low around 60. Again, the forecast for Des Moines and surrounding locations for today, partly sunny. Areas of fog early in the morning. A chance of thunderstorms early in the morning. A slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times early in the morning. High in the mid-80s. Northeast wind near 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%.